Obviously that's a tough play at the end of the game or in the fourth quarter. When I came back out, obviously I didn't see DeQuell Jackson, you know, popping back out of the line of scrimmage. But just a play I can't make. And in those situations, you know, critical situations, you can't turn it over. And I've got to be better than that.
After the first drive in the second half, what happened to the offense you all didn't score after that?
Yeah, we you know what, I thought we played well up until that point and moved the ball really effectively. We were able to capitalize. You know, really after the first two drives, I think we were pretty successful. But early on, you know, I think we need to start faster. Obviously, when you have two chances on turnovers and we come away with 0 points, that's disappointing. But we did some good things, but we didn't do enough to finish. We didn't play well in the fourth quarter.
The loss of Devontae Freeman, what did that mean to the offense?
It's always tough whenever you lose anyone in those situations. But Devontae has been such a big part of what we've done this year. You know, it's difficult to replace, you know, all that he does. But I thought our running backs came in and did a nice job. Tevin and Terrence Ward came in and, you know, filled in. And when their numbers were called, made some plays.
Matt, did you guys see something from Jackson throughout the week that you thought maybe he might be capable of something like that? Because Roddy was talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a really good player and stout against the run, but does a great job kind of getting back into pass coverage and made a really good play there. But again, you know, it's a play that I can't make, and I've got to get it to a different spot.
You talked coming into this game how accuracy was going to be your big focus for this second half or the stretch run of the season. How much more frustrating does it make that when you kind of have that kind of hit?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. To me, that's not an accuracy issue on that play particularly. It's just a decision-making issue. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go to that spot. I thought for the most part we made some good plays in the passing game. I thought we were aggressive throughout most of the game, but, you know, didn't make enough plays down the stretch to get it done.
I had Little Billy said that when you guys were 14, the guys were confident but maybe just content in the lead. That they didn't see that killer instinct about putting the foot on the gas and slamming these guys down. Could you sense that a little bit? Maybe about finishing and kind of taking it easy a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you always have to keep your foot on the accelerator. You know, any time that you have an opportunity to go out there and score more points, you have to do it. And across the board, I mean, we just didn't do that as the game progressed today. And so I think that's an area we need to get better. You know, when we have a lead and we have an opportunity to close out a game, we've got to make plays that are going to get that job done.
You had 47 seconds left when you made the field goal. You've done that more than once.
Mm-hmm.
I think when
you have those kind of drives, you need to get a drive start. You know, we have to make a play early, whether it be first or second down, and get that, you know, get the momentum, get the ball moving. And we just weren't able to do that today. Certainly when we watch the film, we'll try and figure out why that was, but we just couldn't get it moving.
It seemed like also that there was a time where when you watched the film,
right. In that situation, you know, whether you clock or you try and be aggressive and get some more yards in that. I mean, that's something we always review. I think anytime you have a 2-minute scenario or an end of game scenario where, you know, you have clock management things that go on, we always, you know, review and try and be better than we were before. And, you know, we'll see. But we just didn't make enough plays. Well, you know, I think there's been, you know, great sense of urgency all year. What it comes down to is our execution and playing well in certain situations. But I think our energy, our effort, our practices, the way that we prepare has been exactly what we need. We just need to play better when we have opportunities to. Yeah, that's key. You know, obviously when our defense creates 3 turnovers and we come up with 0 points off of those turnovers, we're not doing our job. And you know, I thought our defense did a nice job of giving us some short field opportunities. And in those situations, you have to come away with points, and we didn't do that today.
Back to that winning, even not to let this really fall apart here at the end of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you don't get the job done, you have to evaluate what we need to do better. And from a player's perspective, I think it comes down to making the plays when we have the chance. But I think we've got a confident group in our locker room and guys that believe that we're going to be successful. And, you know, we haven't been there the last 3 or 4 weeks, but it's a long haul. And one thing that I've learned in my career is that, you know, you have to be steady throughout the 16-game regular season because there's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs, and if you get caught kind of on either end, it takes away from how you prepare, what you need to do in order to get yourself ready to play. And that'll be my message, you know, when I talk with guys, and that's, you know, what I believe in. And so, you know, I think we need to stay even-keeled, continue to prepare as best we can, and hopefully play better next week.
Ronnie said in situations like this, he just leaves you alone. He doesn't, you know, when he knows you're frustrated with a play you made or anything like that. Do you prefer that, or would you like to, hey, let's discuss this, let's...
Yeah, Rod's been around me for a long time. And, you know, obviously when you don't make enough plays to win, I think everybody's frustrated and disappointed. But part of being a professional and part of being, you know, a winning team is being able to move on from disappointment and success. And you know, I really believe in trying to keep that even keel throughout the year, stay you know, single-minded in my approach in terms of getting ready to play. And, you know, I feel like that's the best process moving forward.
Matt, you mentioned even feel just there, not here publicly, maybe not even there right now. But are there going to be moments that we won't see that don't look like even keel moments, that maybe the word is anger, not frustrated, disappointed?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you're not winning. You know, it's you do have those moments, whether you're watching film by yourself or, you know, you're going through it. You know, we all think we can make these plays all the time, and that's kind of the competitor's mindset. And when you don't, you do. You get frustrated, and you know, and you get pissed, and that's part of the deal. But you know, you've got to be able to move past that. I think, you know, I think that's natural in sports, and I think that, you know, we'll have those moments. We'll watch the film tomorrow. We'll learn from it, and I'm sure there'll be some moments where everybody's pissed off, but. You know, you move forward and you try and learn from them and be better the next time that we have those opportunities come up.